Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It is 9:17 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. We checked out Krista and Topsy on Fresh FM, and we doubled it up with MT and Tiwa Savage. Beautiful love songs there, Me and You. And now Justin Bieber just questioning whether your intentions are pure for me. Are they pure? If not, please, bad energy, stay far away.
Okay.
I just remixed two songs. Like a DJ, but with my words.
Yep.
But anyhow, the end is getting Shekwan is on your radio. Today, by the way, is World Press Freedom Day.
Yes.
Which is really just that bit where we, as in us, the media, celebrate the fact that we have the freedom to do what we need to do. Because we are known to be the fourth estate of a country. Shekwan, what is it that we're looking at in terms of press freedom today?
Yeah, so we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of World Press Freedom Day, and the theme for this year is shaping a future of rights, freedom of expression as a driver for all other human rights. Okay, so I think it's maybe even on days like this where we just have to recognize how blessed we are and fortunate we are to have the platforms that we have on a daily basis, and just interacting with you on this platform. Honestly, such a blessing.
Especially in Namibia. I mean, yes, we have our problems in terms of, you know, the press. But I don't think it's as big as the problems of what journalists and media personalities have to go through. And say in
Iraq, for example,
in war zones like Iraq, and right now the Ukrainian situation. We have also very hostile African countries. I mean, who look at the media as some sort of a threat. Nigeria has that problem right now, but not obviously not. Not downplaying our problems this side in Namibia, because we have a couple of niggling issues.
True.
Yeah, I think the one thing really that really frustrates perhaps journalists and just like media personalities as a whole, just in us doing our job, is when people in position either don't provide the information that we need to publish what we need to publish.
True. For what it really is.
Or when they are sluggish in providing this information, because you do find PROs that never answer their phones, never answer their landlines, never reply to an email. And you sit there and you think, but why do you have that job?
Yes.
It's your job not to liaise with an estate that is supposed to broadcast what you're doing with an organization that you represent.
That you're representing, yes. And I think that also just goes back to the point of how a lot of us now are filling positions that... I mean, we're filling positions for the sake of filling positions, in the sense that we're not necessarily as passionate about it.
Yes.
It's like, listen, I'm just here to get my paycheck and be out of here, you know? But as a PRO, that still blows my mind till this day. But here we are, man. Something else as well, partner, to keep in mind is that May 3rd actually acts as a reminder to governments around the world of the need to respect their commitment to press freedom. It is also a day of reflection among media professionals about issues of press freedom and professional ethics. It is a great opportunity to start conversations like this and also celebrate the fundamental principles of press freedom, assess the state of press freedom throughout the world, and also defend the media from attacks on their independence, and pay tribute to journalists who have lost their lives in the line of duty.
Thank you so much, Shekwan. Really appreciate it. So yeah, happy World Press Freedom Day to the rest of my colleagues. I know someone that's listening to us right now probably thinking, NSK, Shekwan, talk
about just walk in and switch on the mic.
Yeah, but the press who on we just like you guys. Listen, there is there's actually a whole you know, art to this. There is governing rules, there's our ethical codes, you know what I mean? And there are issues that we face as media personalities and as journalists with our line of work. But we're celebrating us today. 9:22, when we get back, we check out someone that's at the office.